So what determines whether your system will follow upshear or downshear movement? Forward propagating systems tend to occur in more unstable air, with drier mid-level air that makes the cold pull stronger. They also tend to occur along more progressive boundaries, which are the result of the fact that the larger scale flow is perpendicular to ambient gradients and existing convection. Backward propagating systems tend to occur in deeper moisture, with less overall instability. They tend to be located along quasi-stationary boundaries due to the fact that the flow is parallel to the gradients and the convection. The slower storm motions and deeper moisture that is available tends to contribute to flash flood issues with these setups. Ultimately, it's a combination of shear and instability, which of course are the processes contributing to the advection and propagation of the system.